神的话语永远是我们生命的力量和一切供应的需要。
We praise the Lord that God's word is forever our strength in our lives.
请我们打开约翰福音第二章。
Let us open the Bible, the Gospel according to John chapter 2.
我们今天要从第十三节读起。
We shall read starting from verse 13.
读到二十二节。
Until 22.
十三节到二十二节，一共十节圣经。
13 through 22.
请弟兄姊妹，我们打开圣经，找到了一起来读。
Let us open the Bible and read together.
福音第二章十三节，我们一起来读吧。弟兄姊妹，大声一起读啊。
Verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
The money changers
seated. 耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，告诉兑换银钱之人的银钱。
And he pulled out the coins of the money changer and overturned the tables. And to those who were selling the goods, he said, take these things away and stop making my father's house a house of merchandise. The disciple remembered that it was written, zeal for thy house will consume me. The Jews therefore answered and said to them, what sign do you show to us, seeing that you do these things?
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内就再建立起来。犹太人便说，这殿四十六年才造成的，你三日内就再建立起来吗？但耶稣之话是以他的身体为殿，所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。这段圣经给人看见的印象，主耶稣好像跟平常我们所见的不大一样。
In this part of scripture, we see a different picture of the image of Jesus.
平常我们看见圣经里面记载主耶稣都是温文儒雅，像中国人说的君子人。
And usually, in the Bible, it recorded Jesus as a perfect gentleman.
没有想到这里主做了一件非常特别的事情。
It was a very strange thing that he did in this part of scripture.
如果我们不认识耶稣，甚至我们要说这个人怎么样？这么脾气这么大。
We might say, hey, this guy has had a hot temper.
为什么他这样子把圣殿里的银钱都可以倒翻？
How can he just pour out all the coins in the temple?
若是有人不认识属灵的事情，甚至要说我们的主不是敬虔的人。
Even if we don't really know our God, we might say that he's not respectful.
怎么可以把圣殿里再这么大闹一场？
How can you do such thing in God's house?
但是弟兄姊妹，我相信我们在这里对于主耶稣既然有深切的认识，知道他是神的儿子。
But now, since we all know in our heart that he is the Son of God,
也许我们就会明白我们的想法可能错了。
Then we will probably guess that maybe our thoughts are not correct.
这里一定有属灵的原因，为什么主这样做
？It must have some spiritual reasons.
主也说明了。
And he did explain that.
他实在不能。容忍在圣殿里面这些已经存在这么久的事情。
Because he cannot tolerate all these things that exist in Kent Temple for so long.
他虽然没有说很多话，只对卖鸽子的说了一些事情。
Although he didn't say much, only said one to those, to the dove, seller.
他说不要把我付的店当作买卖的地方。
He said, do not make my, the house of my father to become a house of merchandise.
把这些东西拿去，不要把我父的店当作买卖的地方。
He said, get all these out of here.
我想在门徒当时也是非常强的印象，有这么一件事情。
So I believe this leaves a very, very strong impression in the disciples' heart.
所以当时就立刻想起圣经上一句话。
So right away, they were reminded of a scripture.
他说我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
He said that for thy house, the zeal for thy house will consume me.
如果我们打开诗篇六十九篇，我们就会读到这一节圣经。
If we opened our Psalm 69, then we will see where does this come from. Psalm 69.
因为我为你的殿心里焦急如同火烧，并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Psalm 69 verse 9, it says,For zeal for thy house has consumed me, and the reproach of those who reproach thee have fallen on me.
我想门徒们是客气，没有把底下一半记在那里。
I think those disciples are quite polite. He did not mention the second half of this verse.
因为我相信当主耶稣做这件事情的时候，许多人在辱骂他。
I believe when he was doing this, I believe at that time a lot of people were reproaching Jesus.
所以我就想属灵的事情。不一定是人人都同意的。
So I can imagine that a spiritual thing is that not totally agreeable to everybody.
无论如何，主耶稣在圣殿里面把盗把这个兑换银钱的人桌子推翻，把卖牛羊鸽子赶出去，是一件非常特别的事情。
We all have to admit that this, when he chased out the money changer and the oxen and sheep, this is a very, very peculiar thing.
我记得在我自己刚刚信主的时候，有一位弟兄他带领我们。
I remember when I first became a Christian, this leading brother.
当我们读到这段圣经的时候，他就讲解这段圣经。
And when we were doing the Bible study and come across this scripture, and he said,
你知道我们这样按照次序读圣经有一个好处。
So, it's a very good to just follow the schedule to read on the scripture.
因为每一段圣经你都要读到。
Because you have to go through every single verse.
而且有些时候你不能逃避，必须面对这段圣经，到底神的话在这里什么意义。
And sometimes you cannot just skip it because you have to face every single verse to see what the Lord wants to tell you.
我们约翰福音第一章讲了不到六次还七次。
I believe we have six or seven sermons out of the first chapter of John.
第二章今天是第二次。
And this is the second time we preach about the second chapter.
所以我们必须对主的话面对面的来看它。
So we really have to just face to face to see what the Lord really wanted to tell us.
当时那位弟兄他读到这件事情，他有一点不大有把握。
At that time, that leading brother come across this verse, he wasn't too sure about this verse.
他告诉我们说，你看主耶稣的身体非常的强壮，他可以把绳子做成鞭子，一下就把这些灵都赶出去。
He said, "Well, Jesus must be a very strong man, you know, using this whip made out of those cords. He just can chase out all those people. He must be very strong."
我相信在他有弦外之音想要讲的话他不敢讲。
I believe, he really wanted to say something, but he didn't quite sure how to say it.
也许经过这么多年之后，我里面有的感觉也是说，如果我们要做一个传统的基督徒，一定看见这件事情觉得不敢接受。
I believe, now, after so many years, if we really want just to be a traditional, Christian, we really don't know how to handle this part of the scripture.
难道神不是教导我们一样温柔吗？
Didn't the Lord taught us to be gentle?
神不是教导我们一样忍耐吗？
Didn't he teach us to have patience?
那弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我求大家用一种清洁的灵，在神的面前来主嚼思想这段话。
But I wish that this morning we should all have a very clean spirit to really try to digest this verse.
就可以看见在这里面圣灵所要给我们看见属灵的意思。
Then we can see what is the spiritual meaning that the Spirit want to show us this morning.
你知道主耶稣去圣殿并不是头一次。
It is not the very first time that Jesus come to the temple.
主耶稣当他生下来的时候，他的父母就把他带到圣殿里面去。
When Jesus was born, his parents brought him to the temple.
以后当他12岁的时候，圣经里面明明记载，他特别回到耶路撒冷，在殿里面敬拜神。
And when he was 12 years old, he was brought to the temple to worship.
而且圣经里面记载他一面学一面问。
And also it was recorded that he learned and then he asked questions.
我相信在那个时候圣殿里面已经许许多多的事情像卖牛羊鸽子兑换银钱已经存在了。
I believe at that time when Jesus was those previous visiting, the temple was already having all those people there, selling oxen and sheep and have money changers there.
但是这一次当逾越节的时候主耶稣来到圣殿里面。
But this time during the Passover season, Jesus came to the temple.
他也许多少年的逾越节都在那里祷告，什么时候父神要他做这件事情
？Maybe for all those previous Passovers, he was there. Every time he was there, and he was praying to the Father, what should he do?
因为我们知道耶稣基督从来不单独凭着自己做一件什么动肉体的事情。
Because we all know that Jesus never do anything according to himself.
这就看见当这一次逾越节的时候。主有一个重要的信息要对着神的百姓宣布。
So this time, in this special, in this particular Passover, the Lord have a special message for His people.
上一次我们听见这个 Goldberg, 这个高德堡弟兄来到这里讲到犹太人怎么过逾越节。
Last, we remember that Dr. Goldberg, have been teaching us in the Passover of the Jews.
犹太人过逾越节是一个激进的过程。
And in that feast, it's a very it's a process of cleanly
照着犹太人的规矩，以色列的男丁每年三次要向耶路撒冷去。
According to the Jewish law, that all men should go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
主耶稣也没有违背这个律法，就上了耶路撒冷去。
And Jesus did not disobey this rule, so he went up to Jerusalem.
当他在耶路撒冷的时候，他当然是目的是为了敬拜神的。
When he went up to Jerusalem, of course, his purpose is to worship God.
但是当他看见圣殿里面的光景的时候，他里面非常的痛苦。
But when he see what's happening in the temple, he feels very bad.
我们知道以色列人到耶路撒冷去过节逾越节的时候，不能空手朝见神。
And we all know that you're not supposed to go to Jerusalem empty-handed.
生命记旧约生命记十四章里面告诉我们。当他们要去敬拜神的时候，一定要带着礼物去。
In Deuteronomy 14, it was recorded clearly that everyone who go up to meet the Lord in the temple should bring gifts.
也不可以在别的地方敬拜神。
And they are not supposed to worship in anywhere else.
一定要在耶路撒冷敬拜神。
They have to go to Jerusalem.
而且要在神的圣殿里面献上他的礼物。
And then they have to offer their gift in the temple.
但是有一个问题在这里出现了。
Then there's a problem.
有一些东西当他从家里面带去分别为圣是献给神的时候没有太大的难处。
There's some gift you can bring from your house, there's not much problem.
但是有一些东西因为路远的时候带去不方便。
But there's some gift that was pretty inconvenient when you live a long way away from the Jerusalem.
所以圣经里面就有这样定规，你可以把这些东西兑换在你的家乡里面卖掉成为银钱。
So there's this rule that you can sell this gift in your own hometown and make it into a certain amount of money.
神的意思就是说，你把他的钱放在身上带比较容易一点。
Then it means that to bring the money with you is much easier to travel.
当你到了耶路撒冷之后，你就可以把它买成你所要买来献祭给神的东西。
And then when you go in town in Jerusalem, then you use this money to buy the gift.
你可以买牛羊。
You can buy oxen or sheep.
你可以买鸽子。
And you can buy doves.
你可以买清酒，可以买各样的新油。
And you can buy oil or wine.
你可以把它献在神的面前。
And then you give this as an offering to the Lord.
这是在一个非常合理的条例。
It's a very reasonable rule.
神是非常合理的。
Our God is a very reasonable God.
但你知道，有些时候人比神还要聪明啊。
But sometimes our man are even wiser than our God.
他把神给他的方便给他的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
The liberty and the convenience that God gave man becoming a chance for the man to take advantage of it.
当这些人需要买牛羊鸽子需要买这些新酒新油的时候。
When all these people come up and they need to buy the oxen, the sheep and dove and all the other things.
你看做生意的人脑筋就开始灵光了。
And the businessmen are starting to have something doing there.
既然有买主，一定就有卖主。
So if somebody want to buy something, of course there's somebody there selling it.
啊，你知道中国人说，百物中百客。
There's a Chinese saying that all goods are for somebody.
什么东西都可以卖的。
You can sell anything.
昨天我在车子这个一面开车一面听见 radio 说，就有一个 talk show 里面讲说，各种的发明有一个发明的展览，叫人来。投资来卖这些，做成这些东西好卖钱的。
I heard on the radio the other day that they have this all new inventions, have a special show that you can go there and put your money in there.
讲的人当然是非常好笑，有些发明你古里古怪，从来不想到竟然会有人要买这些东西。
And they were joking about some of the inventions that they try to patent.
这里他讲这是牛羊鸽子。犹太人很聪明，一想好生意，好生意，绝对做，绝对好生意。
So all our this Jewish people they think about, oh, somebody will buy this must be good business there.
你知道，而且如果他跟这些犹太祭司们打通关节的话
，especially if they have a good connection with all the priests in the temple,
他这个卖牛羊鸽子可以变专卖，不许到别家去买。
And they can have this exclusive right to sell this animals right there.
啊，那里祭司一看，你的牛羊哪里来的
？And the priest might say, "Where did you get all these sheep and oxen?"
他说，哦，我在家里牵来，那没有办法，那家里牵来一定要接受的。
And so if they then the people will say, "Oh, I brought this from my own house." And then of course he has to.
他说，如果你买耶路撒冷买，你在哪家买的？
And he said, well, if the people come here to offer gifts, say that I bought it here, then the priest will ask, where did you buy it from?
Oh, 他一说, 在某某, 在外面, 哪个地方, 在城外面买的,
and then he will say, oh, probably I bought it outside of the town somewhere.
犹太祭司很可以说, 你不行, 这个东西不是 kosher.
Then the priest can say, no, this I cannot accept because it's not kosher.
这不能拿来献祭,
and you cannot offer this as gifts.
哦, 你在哪里买的? 店门口, 那个某某人哪里买的?
And said, well, if you have to buy it from a certain person right outside of the temple.
那可以。
And then the priest will say, okay, this is fine.
弟兄姊妹,
so I believe not only those people who want to sell this oxen and sheep, and also the priests are also involved in this. Because Jewish people come from all over the places.
所以钱币不一定通用,
so the money, they probably use all different kind of money. And so they have money changers there also. So there's a great business going on right there.
犹太人的教,
and so the Jewish temple is no longer only for worship. And become they change the godliness, becoming a way of getting a profit.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
now this is something that Jesus just cannot stand.
你知道今天我们来到教会里面有很多时候有各样的危险。
You know, there's all kinds of danger even today when we come to church.
你知道当有人知道我跟我太太是侍奉主的人,
there's some people when they find out that we serve the Lord,
有些人就脑筋动得很快, 他说, 你们认识很多人,
and then right away they have a they right away they ask us, oh, then you must know a lot of people.
哎, 他说, 教会里付你多少钱一个月啊? 收入够不够啊?
How much money does the church give you? Is that enough?
他说, 你要不要赚点外快做点零额外副业啊?
And so now you want to get some extra cash?
弟兄姊妹你知道吧, multi-level 他要我们开始进入这些金老鼠的这个游戏。
And then right away they want us to start selling.
等到我跟我太太说, 对不起, 我们忙得不得了, 没有时间替你卖东西啊。
And when I tell them, no, we are so busy, we just don't have any time to do the business, to sell things.
你知道中国人的礼貌, 不愿意对他说, 我不愿意这样做。
Because this is a sort of a Chinese way of saying no.
结果他还是一直要勉强, 好,就我们买一点东西吧, 但是,
but then they still want to kind of try to force us down our throat, so we just have to buy some from them. And we never dare to sell it in the church.
因为你们知道,我们在教会里面十几年服侍主,从来没有把任何个人的利益放在跟侍奉主放在一起。
Because I think you all understand that in these past years, we never dare to mix our own business with serving the Lord.
不是因为我们比较笨哈,
it's not because we're not clever, because we dare not.
怕有一天主耶稣在这说, 把这些卖牛羊鸽子都赶出去, 我们也被赶出去了。
Because it's one day when the Lord should say, now they'll chase out all those the money changer and people, then we will be all chased out.
你知道弟兄姊妹,我们刚刚开始侍奉主是很天真烂漫哈, 可以说是。
When we first serve the Lord, we are quite a naive.
我们也不晓得怎么回事。
And we really don't know how to take care of this kind of thing.
有一个我的亲戚就来了。
And then one of my relatives came.
我们很高兴他来听福音啊。
And we're very happy that he will come to listen to the gospel.
教会刚刚起来了。
And that's the very beginning of the church.
过了三五个月, 他忽然拿了一台电视机到我家里来。
And after a few months, then he gave us a TV set.
哦,我们亲戚送我们这么重的礼物,非常高兴啊。
And we were so happy, our relative gave us such a big gift.
我说,
so we're very happy.
客气啊,我们什么都有啊,你不要那么客气啊。
So I said, no, don't be so polite, because we have everything, no.
他一定要我们收下,我们就收下了,亲戚嘛,没有关系嘛。
He just have to, he want us to receive it, so since it's relative, it's okay, so we accept it.
后来有一天,过了很久,有一天告诉我,他不来聚会了。
And then after a while, he said that he no longer want to come.
我后来才明白他为什么把电视机送我。
Then later on, I realized why he gave us this TV set.
因为他说,你们教会很多人跟我买房子啊。He
said, because a lot of people from your church bought houses from me.
糟糕,这电视机怎么办? 吞下去,吐不出来了。
So now that we swallow this TV set, we cannot throw it, cannot
我心里难过一件事情，他来到教会里没有听见福音。
And I feel very sad because he came to church, but he did not listen. He did not get the gospel.
你知道有些东西，有些这个 appliances, 有些东西啊，寿命很长，有些东西很短的。
You know, some appliances have a long life and some that doesn't.
你知道我们家大同电锅用了20年。
You know, our rice cooker pot, we used our first rice cooker for 20 years.
我们的烤面包机用了19年。
And our toaster, we used it for about
21 年。
About 21 years.
但是这个电视机用了不到两年就坏掉了。
But that TV set in less than 2 years is broken.
但我心里很高兴，坏掉就坏掉，感谢主，我心里一块石头去掉。
But I'm kind of happy that is broken.
弟兄姊妹们，我心里难过的就是有多少人到教会里面来。他的心不是敬拜神。
And this is really hurt me when I realized that some people who come to church, their heart is really not in worshiping the Lord only.
他的心是为了做买卖图利。
He was thinking about doing business for some profit.
前两天我还遇见一个弟兄姊妹家里不是我们教会的开这个感恩礼拜。
And we come across a brother who is not from our church and who had this Thanksgiving special service.
我也去了。
And I went, I joined them.
在那里我向一个白发的老先生传福音。And, 因为他不老啊，他是儿子，他爸爸头发还没他白的。
And so I, in the party, I kind of preached the gospel to a white-haired old man. It turned out he's not that old. He's just a son of the other old man.
结果我们传福音交换地址。
And then we started to exchange, because I preached the gospel, we started to exchange the name and the addresses.
第二天到家里，收了一封信，他要我跟他来贷款。
And then right away, the second day, we received a letter from the company who offered to sell mortgage to us.
弟兄姊妹们，当然世界上人做生意无孔不入，这个没有办法。
Of course, now he's a very good businessman. I cannot, cannot say anything.
我也相信如果有一天能够把他带到主的面前来，他这样为了福音经营是件好事。
But I believe if we can bring this man to God, then he works so diligently, so fervently for the Lord, that'd be great.
但是如果我们侍奉主的人，神的儿女，有这样一种心思，教会不是为了敬拜，而是为了做买卖，就大错。
But if we come to church, if we have the thought that this is not for worship, but only for business, then we're greatly wrong.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说在这里不可以认识做生意哈。
I'm not saying that here you're not supposed to meet people and then have some kind of relationship.
你要有分寸。
But you have to watch your steps.
你要知道你来是为了敬拜神。
Because you have to know that when you come here is for worshiping the Lord.
这里当中界限非常难分的。
The line is very hard to draw.
事实上我不知道怎么分法。
Sometimes it's very, very hard.
我也看见弟兄在外面合伙做生意。
And I also see people are the partners together.
我一直为他们祷告，希望他们能够因为合作的缘故，叫神的名得的荣耀，叫他们生意也一样的发达。
I pray them because of this. I pray for them that not only they will have they know the Lord, then they glorify God, and also their business will be prosperous.
但是我心里很难过，就是当我这样为的弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，常常看见的。分手，没有好好的做生意，不能在一起做生意。
A lot of times when I pray for them, and it's very sad for me to see that they separated. They cannot work together.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
也许这不是神的旨意。
Maybe that's not God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我很小心的说，我不是说我们的教会里面人跟人中间的关系就不能够发展成。个人的关系。
So I'm saying this very carefully that I'm not saying that here when we have relationship together, we cannot develop into business partners.
我只能劝弟兄姊妹们好好祷告，让主给你划界限，什么是可以做，什么是不可以做的。
But I just want to pray that the Lord will give you very, very clear guidelines what you can do, what you cannot.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹们是非常小的这件事情。
I know some of the brothers and sisters are very, very careful about this.
有一天我在停车场遇见两个弟兄在那里做一点买卖。
Once I in the parking lot, I found out there's some transaction going on in the parking lot there.
也许他们灵里面有个感觉。
Maybe in their spirit, there's have some was sensitive.
虽然这样大家节省时间。
Although it's very, it saves a lot of time there.
不用到个人公司里去做生意。
We don't have to travel, go to each other's company.
但他们不敢在教会里面做。
But they dare not to do it in the church.
他们要在停车场外面来做这个事情。
They will do it outside of the parking lot.
如
果他们出去敬畏神，我相信神也知道。
If they do this because they worship, they respect and fear the Lord, and I believe God will honor that.
但最重要的事情是我们来到聚会中间敬拜，是为了神的荣耀。
But the most important thing that when we come to church to worship Him is because of His glory.
当主耶稣在圣殿里面把牛羊鸽子赶出去的时候
，When Jesus chased out all the money changers and the people who sell oxen and sheep,
我们刚才看见门徒的反应
，And we see the reaction of the disciples.
他说，他们想起经上记着说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
And then they were reminded of the scripture. It says, zeal for thy house will consume me.
他们刚才我已经说了。没有把下面一句话也记载说辱骂人的辱骂都落在我的身上他们没有记载这句话
And they did not dare to they, it wasn't recorded that the late, second half of this verse that all the reproach will fall upon him
一定有很多人说主耶稣不近人情
I believe at that time there must have a lot of people there standing by and say oh Jesus doing this thing is terribly unreasonable
一定有很多人说哎呀这个人太方正没有用处
And a lot of people might say, oh, this is such, he's such a square, it's not practical at all.
甚至有人就说你看吧你看吧这样的人怎么不上十字架呢
And maybe somebody will say, no, see, like the people like this, no wonder later on he will go to the cross.
有各样讥诮辱骂的话一定临到我们身上
So there must be all kinds of mocking and reproach.
在这里你甚至就看见他们有一句话讲得很有挑动性
And even this one thing they mentioned here was very provoking.
十八节说，因此犹太人问他说：“你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢
？”Like we recorded in verse 18, he said, "The Jews therefore answered and said to him, 'What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things?'"
他的意思就是说，我们本来倒觉得你是我们的朋友啊，你做了这样的事情，你还信什么神迹？我们都不要信你了。
It seems that they are trying to say, hey, we were friends, man. We were friends, but since you do this, what kind of miracle can you still perform to show us?
主耶稣赶出牛羊鸽子的时候，他不仅是力气大呀。
So when Jesus chased out all these people and money changers, not only he is very strong,
他的勇气跟胆量更大。
His boldness and he must be very, very brave.
因为他是愿意对所有的祭司的系统挑战。
Because he's challenging the whole system of that priesthood.
刚才我们讲过，怎么样？因为做买卖的缘故，整个侍奉的系统都已经腐化了。
Now we just mentioned because of this business dealing, the whole system of the priesthood is totally corrupted.
但是主耶稣不惧怕这件事情。
But Jesus is not afraid of this whole big system there.
他的心中只有一件事情更重要是什么
？In his heart, there's only one thing that is even more important. And what is that?
这是我父的殿。
This is the house of my father.
父的殿怎么可以拿来做买卖的
？It is my father's house, and how can it be a house of merchandise?
弟兄姊妹们，今天教会是谁的教会
？Now today, whose church is this?
前一几个礼拜，我出去到一个地方讲传信息。
A few weeks ago, when I went out to another place to preach the gospel.
那里有一个很大的问题。
In there, there's a great problem.
我祷告主应该传什么信息。
And I pray for the Lord to give me the right message.
主告诉我说你要传讲叫做永生神的教会。
And the Lord told me to preach that this, the God, the church of living God.
或者说活神的教会。
Or in another word, that the church of living God.
今天神的儿女在教会中间出的问题是什么
Now today, the greatest problem we have in the church, what is it?
有很多类的问题。
Now there's all kinds of different problems.
有些是侍奉中间出的问题。
Some are problems in our serving.
有些是因为家里面属灵的情形，在家里面没有属灵的见证。
We have some problems in our own families that when we don't have the witness in our own home.
夫妻不和睦。
Or the couples, they are fighting all the time.
所以他们不能侍奉。
So they cannot serve together.
儿女不信主
or if their children are in disobedience and they don't believe in the Lord, so they cannot serve.
神的儿女弟兄姊妹中间出了间隔不能侍奉。
Or if the brothers and sisters have a misunderstanding, they cannot serve together.
有些时候长老执事中间不能和谐。
Sometimes between the elders and deacons, they are not in harmony, and they cannot serve.
有些时候变成两帮。
And a lot of times they become two groups.
有些时候牧师也参与在里面。
Then sometimes the pastor also was involved in this kind of a,
不是两帮三帮四帮。
They become all different small groups.
但弟兄姊妹们，所有一切的问题有一个基本的问题，就是你没有认清楚教会是谁的教会。
But all these problems all rooted from one thing is that you don't understand whose church is this.
当我看见教会不是人的教会，乃是神的教会的时候
，When I see that the church is no longer anybody's church, but rather is God's church.
那个时候我起来讲一些信息，我对弟兄姊妹说，教会不是我周某人在这里建立的教会，这不是我的教会。
At that time I was mentioning that this is really not my church, this is not some church that I built.
有些弟兄姊妹说，好，不是你的教会，是我们的教会。
And then some people will answer me, then if it's not yours, it's mine.
那不是我，不是你的教会，当然是我的教会。
Because if it's not yours, then it's mine.
不是我的教会，我们的教会，我们是多数，你是少数，对不对？
And then if it's not yours, it's ours, because we are the majority.
我说弟兄，教会不是我的教会，也不是你的教会。
Then I'm trying to say, brother, this is, church is not my church and not your church either.
谁的教会、啊、
Now whose church is this?
神的教会。
Because it's God's church.
为什么知道神的教会？
Now why do we know this is God's church?
因为神在教会中间。
Because God is in here.
假如是你的教会，你应该住在教会里面。
Because if you are, if this is your church, you should live here.
我不是你住在教会的房子，住在圣殿里面。
I don't mean to live in the house. You should live right here in this temple, in this room.
这不是人的教会，是神的教会，而且是活神的教会。
This is not God's, this is not only God's temple. It is the temple of living God.
必须在教会里面，神有权利来调度，来支配一切的事情。
Because in here, the God will have all authority to do everything.
这才是活神的教会。
Then it become a church of living God.
那么弟兄姊妹，神怎么调度？
Now how does God will do this?
神必须调度你我每一个人。
God has to have to directly order you and me and every single one of us.
为什么？
Now why?
因为我们也是永生神的殿。
Because us, we are also the temple of living God.
你记得保罗对提摩太怎么说？
Now do you remember what Paul told Timothy?
他说大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然。
He said, great is this mystery of this, of the, of godliness.
就是神在肉身显现。
It's God that he's, incarnated in flesh.
被天使看见。
It was seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
It was preached to the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Was believed by the world.
被天使看啊前面我背错了后被天使看见。
And was seen by angels.
被接在荣耀里。
And
被圣灵称义啊前面被圣灵称义。
And was justified by the spirit.
最后被天使看见被接在荣耀里面。
And was received into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主在我们每一个人身上都要再一次道成肉身的显现出来，这才是教会。
So every one of us should have God reveal in us and live out through us, then it become church.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣来到地上在耶路撒冷的时候，他看见圣殿并不是父的殿。
And when Jesus came to Jerusalem, he saw the temple. He realized that is not the temple of his fathers.
因为这是充满了人工作的地方。
Because it's filled with men's work.
祭司为了自己的利益。
And priest was acting for his own benefit.
来到圣殿里这么多的人，来来往往，熙熙攘攘，都不是为了神。
And all those people, there's so many of them just crowding there. None of them are ready for the Lord.
我相信主的心里是非常痛苦，这里说心里焦急如同火烧。
I believe he must have, his heart was so painful because he was totally consumed by fire.
我记得有一次徐华弟兄来这边讲，他说看见这里这么多的教会，有哪个教会是把门打开为了主的？
And I remember there's a Dr. Xu once here preaching. He said, I saw so many church here, but is there but how many church there are really opening their doors for the Lord?
我心里面非常同意，而且非常赞赏这句话。
And I totally agree with him, and I really admire the saying.
我觉得这句话每个人都应当听。
Because I do believe that every one of us need to listen to this.
事实上他是在讲启示录，有耳可听的都。
And he was preaching on Revelation. Because all those who have ears should hear, can hear, should hear.
这一个殿，我父的殿，竟然变成买卖的地方。
He said that my father's house now becoming the house of merchandise.
他们就看见这句话。
They saw this.
他们问主挑战说，你还显什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你。
So then they challenge Jesus. Now that what kind of miracles can you still perform that we can believe, we can see and believe?
主耶稣怕不怕这个挑战呢？
Now is Jesus afraid of this kind of challenge?
主耶稣欢迎这个挑战。
He welcomes it.
那里犹太人对他们说，这样一来，你所有的跟我们中间关系都瓦解了。
And then the Jew said, "Well, if once you did this, you totally destroy the relationship we have."
你不在我们这个系统里面。
You're not in our system.
你就不能够来这边被我们欢迎。
So you're not welcome here.
我们可能把你当作一个拉比看待，要你来讲学的。
We might treat you as one of the rabbis. We might invite you to preach to teach.
现在你刚才这件事情。
But forget about it now.
我们的门向你关闭了。
Because our door is closed to you.
弟兄姊妹们的侍奉主人是不是怕这个？
Now, a true minister is afraid of this sort of thing.
耶稣说：“你们拆毁这个殿呢，我三日内还要再建立起来。”
And Jesus said, "If you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will rebuild it."
犹太人拉比们不懂的。
And those rabbis, they didn't understand what Jesus was saying.
有什么人能够把圣殿三日内拆毁？
Now, who can
重建起来？
Who can rebuild this big temple in 3 days?
三天拆毁的差不多。
3 days, maybe it takes 3 days to tear it down.
但是有谁有本事三天里面再建立起来？
But who can build it, rebuild it in 3 days?
他们不相信耶稣基督的话。
They don't believe him.
而且根本不知道主耶稣怎么样接受他们的挑战。
And they don't know how Jesus will take up this this challenge.
为什么呀？
Why?
因为圣殿的实际在耶稣基督的身上。
Because the reality of temple is in Jesus, this person.
当大卫建造圣殿的时候
When David built this temple,
当他的诗篇里面讲说要在殿里面瞻仰你的荣美
In the psalm, when David was saying Behold the glory of the temple
要在你的殿里求问
And we shall come and ask of you in your temple
大卫也一再的说我要一生一世住在你的殿里面
And David also said that for all my life I shall dwell in the house of the Lord
为什么因为神在这里
Why? Because God is there
但是神不在的时候神在哪里
But when God is not in temple, where is he?
神在耶稣基督的里面
He dwells in Jesus, this person.
我们刚才讲过圣殿的实质就是神在肉身显现
We just mentioned that the reality of temple is that man is God is manifested in this flesh.
耶稣基督实在是道成肉身神在这里显现
So Jesus is this reincarnated God that God is in him.
Incarnation, not reincarnation.
Incarnated. Sorry.
约翰福音第一章就是告诉我们说从来没有人见过神
And in John, first chapter said nobody's seen God
我们讲过这些信息只有在父怀里的独生子将他显明出来
Only the son of the, in the father's bosom reveal him
也许犹太人所关心的是神迹的问题
Maybe the Jews are all concerned about the miracles
你已经把我们的整个的侍奉的系统都打击了你怎么样显出你的神迹
They said now that you have totally destroyed our the system of serving now how are you going to show us any more miracles
但是耶稣基督不在意这些外面形式系统祭祀的制度
But Jesus is not paying any attention to all those outward system
而在意他这个人是不是彰显耶稣流露耶稣荣耀耶稣
And he,
荣耀神
He is concentrated on this person, whether he is showing forth God's glory, and whether he is really living out God's,
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事情，当神的儿女在一起成为教会的时候，神喜悦住在我们中间。
We should know that when we are gathered together as a church, God really loves to dwell among us.
神愿意在神儿女中间看见合一的见证，看见侍奉的体系，看见一切工作的发展，看见福音的兴旺，看见人来归向神。
And God really enjoys seeing that we lived in harmony, and we serve Him, we preach the gospel, and have people coming and show forth His glory.
神真是愿意看见弟兄们彼此相爱，在灵里面扶持，彼此相顾的生活。
And He really enjoys that he to see the brothers and sisters love each other and serve together
但是这一些都必须建立在个人的生命彰显耶稣这件事情上
But it all based on individual life whether we can show we can let Jesus to live through us
感谢主当耶稣基督来到地上一个最大的使命是什么
We praise the Lord because the greatest commission of Jesus when he came to this earth
就是他的生命要把神的荣耀再一次显明出来
is that one more time that he will show forth God's glorious life
犹太人说这个殿是我们46年才造起来的。
The Jews said that, well, for 46 years.
你怎么可能三天里面就再建立起来？
We build this temple. Now how can you rebuild it in 3 days?
但是弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣讲这个话就是以他的身体为殿。
But then Jesus was mentioning this as his body as a temple.
我们得到的教导，保罗也告诉我们，我们的身体就是神的殿。
And also Paul taught us that our body is the temple of the Lord.
今天在我们里面，我们的动机、目的、价值观是什么？
Now what is our motives and what is our value in us?
我们在这里敬拜神，到底是为了谁的利益？
Now when we come here to worship the Lord, now whose benefit are we seeking?
什么是真正的福音？
Now what's the true gospel?
能不能叫人看见说神在我的身上彰显伟大？
Can we let other people see that God is really revealing himself, that he's my Lord?
这是要证明我们是不是真的神的圣殿。
That will prove whether we are true temples of God.
有一天耶稣基督为众人流血舍命死在十字架上面。
One day God, Jesus,died for all people and was hung on the cross and the blood was shed.
人看这个圣殿已拆毁。
And when people saw that this temple is already destroyed,
当耶稣基督为我们挂在十字架上面的时候，
when he died for us on the cross,
他的肉身背负我们的罪的代价，
and his flesh has bear the burdens of our sin.
神没有容让，神一刻都没有容让，就把他击杀在十字架上。
And God Father,just kill him instantly on the cross.
但是你知道这不是耶稣基督的结局。
But that is not the end of Jesus.
他一再地对门徒们宣告。
Time and another that he claimed this to the disciples.
他向人宣告说他要被交在祭司长、文士和长老的手里面。
He said he shall be given to he will be given to the hand of the scribe and of the eldersand of the priest.
他们要定他罪，把他定在十字架上。
And they shall condemn him and crucify him.
但主耶稣怎么说？
But what Jesus said,
第三日他要复活。
But Jesus said, in the third days, he shall be resurrected.
Hallelujah! 这一位为我们道成肉身的耶稣，今天神在他的里面活着。
Today, that Jesus, that God is living in him.
主耶稣这句话，他回答犹太人什么意思？
Now what kind of why is that Jesus giving this kind of answer?
你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要建立起来。
He said, when you tore down this this temple, in 3 days I will rebuild.
他们看不见耶稣基督是真正的圣殿。
They cannot see that Jesus is the true temple.
得到了耶稣就有神的荣耀。
Because when you have Jesus, then you have this glory.
得到了耶稣就有神的恩典。
When you have Jesus, you have his grace.
你知道旧约里面那些大祭司所做的事情，为他们献上祭坛，在祭坛上献上礼物，都靠着耶稣基督才能成就。
You see, even in the Old Testament time, all the high priests when they go in to offer gifts and all these were really based on Jesus.
神的施恩座就在耶稣基督身上。
Because God's mercy seat is right in Jesus, this person.
靠着他，我们能够到神的面前来。
From this we can go before the Lord.
神本心一切的丰富都有形有体的在耶稣基督里面居住。
And God's all glory has been dwelling in God's glory has been dwelling in Jesus.
但是犹太人完全是盲目的，看不见神的荣耀，只看见外面的圣殿。
But Jews cannot see all these in Jesus, but what they can only see is this temple.
他们如果有良心问一问自己，到底在这个殿里面还有没有神的显现的时候，他们也许会看见光。
Now if they still have this conscience, if they ask themselves whether they can still see God in this temple, they might be enlightened.
但是他们不肯这样做。
But they are not willing to.
他们为了祭司的系统这样建立起来，为了个人的利益，就看不见神的荣耀。
Now because of the system and because of their own benefit that they cannot see, they're blind to this.
弟兄姊妹们啊，在这里耶稣基督要叫他们看见最荣耀的圣殿是什么，他们却没有看见。
Now in here, the Jesus want to show them the most glorious temple, but they fail to see that.
一直要到他从死里复活以后，有一些人想起他所说的话。
Until Jesus died and resurrected, then some of them starting to remember this is what he said.
才想起说那一个拿撒勒人耶稣才是父神所看见的圣殿。
Then they realized that Jesus the Nazarene is the one that the Lord the Father's sees it as a temple.
那么弟兄姊妹们，今天耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Today Jesus already resurrected from the dead.
我们也有新约的真理做基础。
And also we have this New Testament truth.
不仅耶稣基督是神的圣殿。
Not only Jesus is the temple.
为什么神的圣殿呢？因为神住在里面。
Why is Jesus is the God's temple? Because God dwells in him.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有新约的知识，我们也是神的殿，永生的殿在我们身上。
Today, according to the New Testament, we are all temple of God, and God will live in us.
我只能从神的恩典慈爱来劝勉神的儿女。
I can only beseech you in His grace and His glory.
照着保罗在罗马书十二章那样说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
It's just like Paul that exhort the people in the book of Romans. He says, "I beseech you, my brother, in God's grace, that you just offer yourself as a sacrifice to the Lord."
为什么我们能作为活祭啊
？Now, how can we become a living sacrifice?
因为圣殿里面。活祭发生在圣殿里面。
Because this living sacrifice only happened in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们在名义上知道神已经住在我们的里面，是不是真的
？Now we have this knowledge, head knowledge, saying that the Lord is in us. Now do we really know that?
我们有没有经常被主耶稣洁净的经历
？Now do we have this? Do we frequently have the experience of being cleansed by Him?
我们有没有彰显耶稣基督荣耀的经历
？Now do we have the experience of show forth His glory?
人能不能从我们身上看见神的荣耀
？Can man see God's glory in us?
还是我们宁愿和人中间谋取那个暂时的接纳
？Or are we only seeking that temporary acceptance of man?
而妥协
then become compromised.
我们在神面前的地位和尊贵的生命
and compromise that wonderful, that glorious position and the glory in him.
弟兄姊妹，我想答案是清楚的
and I believe the answer is very clear.
求主给我们力量
we pray that the Lord will give us strength.
当耶稣在我们里面接近我们的时候
when Jesus is in our heart and cleanses,
要把我们单纯把我们净化
and he will sanctify us.
叫我们充满神的荣耀
and we shall filled with His glory.
叫我们只为神的荣耀而活
so that we will live only for His glory.
不是说我们不可以做买卖
It's not that we cannot do business.
我们做买卖却不是在属灵的事情上面
But we do business is not in this in the spiritual things.
什么叫属灵的买卖
Now what does that mean, the spiritual business?
我想我们也知道
I believe you understand that too.
就是敬拜神换取什么好处
That is,By worshiping God, you are in exchange for some benefit.
我想弟兄姊妹们不会这样做。
And I believe we won't do that.
我很信弟兄姊妹们对神话语的尊重。
I really trust that you all honor God's word.
只要神的话来提醒我们，我们就会蒙光照。
As soon as God's word reminding us, then we will be enlightened.
你知道被洁净经历不是一个喜乐的经历。
You know, to be cleansed, that's not a very pleasant experience.
因为是一个痛苦的经历。
Because it is painful.
只有是顺服的时候才是喜乐。
Only when we are obedient to that, then we will have joy.
洁净的过程并不喜乐。
The process of sanctification is has no joy at all.
但是我们有意义的顺服会叫我们喜乐。
But when purposely obedient, then we will have joy.
主要在我们里面做洁净的工作。
The Lord will cleanse us.
为什么
？Why?
因为这是我父的殿。
Because this is the temple of my father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等大的权利。
This is how great a privilege we are.
也是何等大的责任。
And how what a great responsibility we have.
我们这一个人洁净与否，要叫神的荣耀彰显在我们身上彰显出来。
God's glory is really depending on whether we are cleansed or not.In order to show forth,
我真是愿意看见主在我们身上做洁净的工作。
I really want to see God doing this work in us.
求主为他的教会大发热心。
We pray that God will be zealous for His church.
来做洁净的工作。